doorway, fourth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, 5th of October, Habochus Roli Yitzkovitz, there you are, why do we shake?
So, good morning, Rabbi Yisai, good morning. It's actually my second time I was able to speak on Torah. I'm an experienced speaker, but the first time I did it in front of a laptop in my room, back in the COVID days. So I don't know if anyone was listening. I could have been talking to myself. So hopefully now I'll be able to register. Doesn't mean you should ask questions, but it just means that I know, get a bit of feedback. First of all, thank you to my father for this Christopher again, and the Mitzvah Shem. Baruch Hashem, 20 years of Torah. Mitzvah Shem, you have a bracha. They should only go v'chayil al-chayil, spreading more Torah to the world. The Akdama that the sugya I'm going to talk about has got a lot, it's a very broad sugya, and it's just mamash scratching the surface. The sugya of Nanoim, why do we shake Luv? Where does shaking come in? Why? Where does it start? It starts because we know, it says in the Torah, the Pasuk in Vayikra, V'lekachtem lechem, pre-Eitz Hadar, you should take for yourself, pre-Eitz Hadar V'arei Nachla, you should take yourself a Luluv and Esrog. So already over there you can see v'lekachta lechem is mashma. You should take it, then what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, you lift up your luluv and esrog, and that's it, you're done. So then where does the whole shaking come in? What's the mitzvah of shaking? Is there two mitzvahs? Is it a same mitzvah of v'lekachtem? So this is what I wanted to explore. Also, we see from the fact that we say the bracha al netilas luluv. We don't say al shaking the love, we say al natilas love. So it's mashma from there that what are we being when we shake the love, what is the mitzvah? We'll be makayim the mitzvah already with the natila. So if so, where does shaking come in? So we'll start off with the Gemara in Daf Zayin in Psachim. Gemara says over there, talking about different mitzvahs where you say al amila, different mitzvahs where you say al, and the question is over there, where the al, what does al mean? Is al going on, it's going on lehepach, on what we already did. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Meitzvah, oysa lulav la'atzmai, mevarich shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu lazman hazeh. Not to lotzus boy, omer, asheki deshanu mitzvayse v'tzvanu, al netilas lulav. The Gemara is saying that, the first bracha you make, L'chair is talking about the first time you shake Lulav, that's going to make you make Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Yonu as well as there. And then, afterwards, just before you actually shake the Lulav, you make Al Netilas Lulav. So the question is, you're making Al Netilas Lulav. What does Al mean? Al's mashma, that you've already done the mitzvah. Al Netilas Lulav, on the Netila of the Lulav, which you've already taken. So if so, then where does the shaking come? Because you're only going to shake afterwards. That's and for the Gemara Shani Asun to be in there, that you've already been yotze the mitzvah. The mitzvah of lulav is mashma that you're going to be yotze already from the fact that you lift it up. What does that mean? That means that when a person, we're talking about in the days before, seemingly that the Gemara, we have the idea of what we do today. We hold the esrog upside down. Why? Because now that we're holding the esrog upside down, we're delaying the mitzvah until we were ready to shake. But before those days, what would they used to do? They would lift up the lulav and esrog together. And now that they're holding the lulav and esrog together, normally you can only say al natilas lulav. Why? It's mashma from there, the natila al natilas lulav. You're holding the lulav and esrog, and therefore you're ready to be yotze the mitzvah. So that's the on the tzad of being yotze the mitzvah already from the natila. We said from the fact that there's a bracha al natilas lulav, not al shaking lulav, and we said from the fact we said from V'lekachtem lechem, it's mashma, you don't have to shake. It doesn't say in the pasuk anywhere if it shakes zech or not, the reisa. And now we're saying over here, in this Gemara, that Daf Zayin, that's mashma that you already yotz the mitzvah from when you lifted it up, from when you're holding in your hand. So, I've got, on the other side of the coin, we've got a bunch of raya's that would say faket, that shaking lulav is ma'akov. And that's what we're going to see, if it's something which is lechatchila, if it's something which you need to do, and if it's part of the mitzvah of Natila. Why? So the same Gemara, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, which we just mentioned, brings, Tosfos over here talks about this inyan, Tosa says, "Vim toma kim donafa heichivarich valay tzarich levarich oivelasi yosoi." We know this concept of oivelasi yosoi. It's too late. If you can't make a bracha, you can't make a bracha after something that you've already done in the past. If so, then why are you saying the bracha now? Oivelasi yosoi. And for Tosa says, "No, don't worry." Yeshloima. Now, don't worry, you've still got plenty to do. Why? Because you've got the mitzvah of shaking the lulav. So what do we see from here? So Tosa seems to be mashma. That, yeah, correct, you've got the mitzvah of netila, and you've been yotze already something when you're holding it. But don't be worried about overlasi yosai, because you've still got what to do. Why? Already, the Lashon of Tosis is going to be very important soon. Why? Because it says, Akati Oisuk b'mitzvah. It doesn't say you're Oisuk in a new mitzvah. It says you're still Oisuk in the mitzvah. What does that mean? That means, potentially, that we're talking about the same mitzvah. That the mitzvah of holding up a lulav, the mitzvah of Anatilas lulav, when you say the bracha, it's going to include the shaking. Another raya is very, very, very straightforward. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, says over there. Perek Zayin. Umitzvah ke Hilchosa, Shegbia Aguda, Shel Shloisha Minim, Viamin, Vesuk Bismal, Vioilich, Vievi, Viale, Vioirid, Viananea, Halulov, Shloisha Pa'am Bachor Rach Urach. What does Rambam say? A mitzvah kilchasa. You have to shake. Nothing to talk about. Rambam says pretty straightforward. Also, we have a Mishnah in Sukkah that says that chavtes omer beis, the beginning of lulav at gozer. Also, very straightforward. Lulav at gozer, yavesh, different. The halacha of lulav at gozer. And it says lulav sheyesh by shleishet tfachim gdele nanea boy kasha. A lulav that has three tfachim, in order to shake it, you're kasha. So already Rashi jumps on, what does that mean, Kedela Nanea by Kasha? Rashi says, Mefarish Yosa, Kedela Nanea, the Be'ina Nanu, sorry, I skipped the line. Mefarish B'Gemara, Shloisha Tfachim, Te'a Sedra, a Sedra, you should have the spine of the Lulav, Keneged Arucha Shaladas, V'Tefach Yosa, why? Kedela Nanea, the Be'ina Nanuin, Nanua, the Kaman, and Gemara says later on, Malu, the Mori, Mori, Chumevi, Latsa, Ruchas, 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 Ruchas. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, in essence, the halacha would have to be that three tfachim is enough for you in order to have your lulav the same height as your adasim, but you need an extra tefach. What's the extra tefach for? In order to be able to make sure your nanuim are good. That's what seems to come out over here. And this leads on to the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, which he quotes, and the Gemara over there compares it to case of when you're doing the nanuim, what's doing the ruach? The ruach is ra, and then the other poskim that say no, really it means the other gemaras that say that really no, it means really shvach to the rabbeinu shleilam. And there's a whole sugya over that. So I mean, I'm scratching on the surface. What exactly are you doing? The title of the Torah said, "Why do we shake?" Why do we shake is because there's different reasons. Because you're gonna say you're gonna push away all the bad, the ruach sura, and then you're gonna bring shvach to the rabbeinu shleilam. Why is that bring shvach to the rabbeinu shleilam? I don't know. That's a whole sugya in itself. I was just wanted to be aware of the situation. So what comes out of it? It comes out that you have to shake lulav. There's nothing to talk about. And the Sefer Kiryas Sefer also says, and Emek Bracha as well, in Hilchos Sukkah, very simply, that from this Mishnah, Chav Testament Base, where it says that you need to have an extra tefach in order to shake, it's not just saying a nice thing, it means lechatchila. Lechatchila, you have to have a full tefach lulav in order to shake lulav. It's mashma from there, that the mitzvah of lulav is with the shaking. Come to the fourth raya of why I have to shake lulav. This is the most exciting. Because the Gemara says in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, here in Sukkah, there's a Mishnah, sorry. Katan ayedea lenanea chayav belulav. A katan that knows how to shake is chayav belulav. So already, you can already get yeshivish, what does it mean, katan, why is a katan chayav, it shouldn't be chayav in the gadol. So it's very simple. There's a mitzvah that a person's chayav in chinuch, and l'chor over here, it's much more from the Rambam as well, that the mitzvah that you're going to be yotzer is the mitzvah of chinuch. Even if it means that the father is going to have it. But it's the mitzvah of the cotton. The cotton's still got a chiyuv now that he knows how to shake. Well, what's the question? Katan Adel Nea Chai Belulov. Very simple. Katan Adel Nea Chai Belulov. If you're going to say the mitzvah of lulav is just to lift it up, then why do you have to shake it? If you're going to say that the whole thing's a b'dievet situation, yeah, the chatchila, you just have to lift it up, yitzugavim. So then the commission say, katan Adel Lulikicha, if they're not in a tilas lulav, if they're not to hold up a lulav, that's it, there should be yitzah. And that's very ma'akov, and you can already know that if you know the ages of a child. A child when he's a little kid, for him to hold up a lulav and esrog is not that hard. But ready to do the three turns and the kavanos and the vibrating, doing all the shaking, it's a much older stage. So it seems to be from here that you're gonna have to be chayav a lulav, or only if he knows how to shake. And what's that mashma? It's mashma that you are chayav. The archive to shake lulav, and it's part of the mitzvah of taking lulav. It's also interesting, bit derech agav, that in daf, where was it? It's also this Indian of a cotton. When's a cotton going to be chayav in sukkah? We just spoke about cotton being chayav in lulav. What did we say? Cotton's chayav in lulav when he knows how to shake it, and that's why I'm trying to prove that shaking is important. And another question is, when would you be chayv in sukkah? When is the cotton be chayv in sukkah? So Mar Chaf Ches Amad Aleph says, the Mishnah again, cotton she'in the tzarech l'imay, chayv in sukkah. Ma'aseh v'yolda kolse shel shama hazokin, because shama hazokin opened up the top of the bet nemitah, and he was a younger baby, the Gemara later, doesn't need to, because he still needs his imay. But what's the Gemara saying? That cotton is chayv in sukkah when he doesn't need his mother. Yeah, and later on, the Gemara brings, is actually quite interesting. What does it mean, ein tzarech l'imay? It means that when the baby wakes up, when the child wakes up, he doesn't say, "Mommy, mommy, imma, imma, imma." He doesn't say, "Mother, mother," straight away. And there's a whole machlokes over there. Does it mean he has to say, how many times he has to say it? And also, does it mean that if he says it, he'll be okay to fall back asleep, or he'll need his mother to come? That's the halacha over there by Sukkah. So what comes out? It comes out that the mitzvah l'chatchila is going to be, sorry, the mitzvah of a child doing, whether it's sukkah or whether it's lulav, seemingly is going to be when he can do the mitzvah properly. Like we're saying over here, when he can shake the lulav. Or when it comes to the sukkah, sorry, I didn't explain this properly. Why by a sukkah does it not mean not to have his mother? So, I think it was the Rambam, the Maggid Mishnah says, can't remember now off the top of my head, I should have really looked up again, but it says over there that the reason why is because when a katan can sit in a sukkah, and his mother's busy going back and forth from the kitchen, and she's bringing in the soup, and she's bringing in the challah, and the cotton's okay to sit there by himself, that's already the time when you could say that he's chayv in a sukkah. But if he's going to need his mother, she's not chayv in a sukkah, right? It's just potter. So he's going to be following her back and forth, and then therefore you won't be chayv in a sukkah. So it's mashma from there that the mitzvah, you can only do the mitzvah of chinuch, when the baby has to start, whether it's lulav or whether it's sukkah, when the baby has to start is when you could do it properly. And this is the final point. It's actually very, very interesting. I think this clears up the whole sugi. Because the Netziv, let's just go back a stage. We had a question how why you shake lulav, and we bought a few reasons why l'chori you shouldn't have to. Then we bought four rais that you should have to. First from Tosfos, then the Rambam, and then it was the Mishnah that very simply says that you have to, and the other achronim say that that's l'chatchila. And now we're asking the case of a cotton. The cotton's going to have to chayav in a lulav only when he knows how to shake. So it's mashma shaking is important. Comes along this question that it's mashma that shaking is important. Is it true? Do you need to shake or not? Then the Netziv asks. Then the Netziv asks, he says over there that you have to, why? Why should he have to wait for cotton to know how to shake, l'chayra, if he knows how to already lift it up? It should be enough. Answers the Netziv, and the words are very meduyuk. The Netziv says no. You want to make sure the mitzvah, this is what we were saying before, the mitzvah when he does it has to be like he would do it when he's older. Has to be lechatchila. Why? Because it says, begodl, when he's a godl, koidl hananuim. What does that mean? It means when he's older, when he's a godl, after he's ready, past the stage of katnas, when he turns 13, he's mechayev, it's koidl hananuim. What does that seem to be mashma? It seems to be mashma like we said before in Tosfos. What do you say in Tosfos, Daf Zayin? We said before, by Marie, Afagav the Nafa, Akati, Oisik b'mitzvah, Shetach, Oisik b'mitzvah. You're Oisik in the same mitzvah. So, what does that seem to say? It seems to say that you can make a chakira. I'll come back to these two rais again, just to finish off. You can make a chakira. Now that we've opened up the sugya, and we can see that there's a mitzvah of netilah and there's a mitzvah of shaking. But, which is obvious that there is the mitzvah of shaking, but is it the same mitzvah or not? That's what we spoke about before. Is it the same mitzvah or not? Is it mitzvah taking a lulav and shaking a lulav? Or is there a mitzvah taking a lulav with shaking a lulav? Again, is there a mitzvah taking a lulav and shaking a lulav? Or with shaking a lulav? What's the nafkamin? Nafkamin is very simple. If I take a lulav up, and then, I don't know, I want to go outside to go on a walk, put it down. I haven't shaken it yet. Do I need to come back now and shake the lulav? If you're going to say it's netila and shaking, then lachayu, why not? It's two separate things. You can netila, then have a little break, and then you can shake it. If you're going to say the netila is only a netila with the shaking, then putting it down is going to mess you up, and that's it, you're done. So lachayu, just that's a clear that you can think about yourself with all the rest that we've given. But I just want to say that with the netziv that we bought, and with, more importantly, the Tosfos, it seems from there, when it says kolol mitzvah atzmoy, and it says that your oisik ba mitzvah, that seems from there that really, like we want to say, that when you chayav, when you take a lulav in your hand and you say the bracha, anotilas lulav, there's two things over there, there's bracha, anotilas lulav, and in the same mitzvah, with the mitzvah of netila, is including a shaking. So therefore, it's very important that when a person takes up lulav, that he doesn't just think that, I'm yitzvah my mitzvah by lifting up a lulav, and I don't have to worry about so much about the shaking. No, it's important. Maybe now you can understand why the person next to you in shul is getting very involved, vibrating, and he's going around, and he's doing it slowly. Why? Because that's the mitzvah of lulav. L'chora, we could potentially say that that's the mitzvah of lulav, when you say, v'lakachtam l'chem pri etzada, it also includes a shaking of the lulav. Shikoya. Yeah.